Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome back. It feels like it has been a very, very, very long time since I did a Sunday coffee. Ah, there we go, Jack. I was hoping you'd show up. Good morning, man. Or what the hell? In Georgia, it is 9 hours after Eastern Standard Time. So right now it's 9:45 a.m. So over for you, it's 6:45. If I got that right, let me know. Anyways, feels like forever since I've done a Sunday coffee because a lot of guests I've had on recently, 1745, so it'd be 545. Okay, gotcha. A lot of guests I've had on recently were only able to do Sundays just with their schedules and my schedule. So it is what it is, but here we are, and I'm glad that you all are here with me, and I'm glad that I could be back here. Last night, a Common Crown played up in Butler. And that was a lot of fun with our friends in Skell, who put on an awesome show as well. I'm just at the 11th frame. It's like a bowling alley and stuff like that. So I will be putting that out today at some point. So if you're a channel member for the lowly price of $2.99 a month, then you could see the whole performance. And we played a couple covers. We did Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine, Ain't Like That by Alice in Chains, Praised by Seven Dust. I think that's all the covers we did. And then we also played all our new originals. Once again, channel members will see all that stuff. And we are in the studio right now. We have our next studio date set up, and hopefully we'll have some new music out soon. We do have an idea for our next single, which if you watch any of the live performances by becoming a channel member, then you could hear the next single that we're going to be putting out. And we do announce which one we're putting out at this most recent show. And I am in love with this song, and I think all you guys will be too. So hopefully you guys are all doing well. Title of today's show is Just Have Fun. Be social, and this is kind of what Jack was talking about on his stream this past Tuesday. I was watching it right before I hopped on here. Still got to catch the rest of it. But anyways, before we get into the rest of today's show, please drop a like. Go to all the links below to get all the supplements that get you all jacked and tan, or at least will supplement that lifestyle. As you can see, I got them all behind me here. Clash 3D, branched chain amino acids, pre-workouts, beta-alanine, you name it, it's there on tigerfitness.com. Use code Kyle at checkout to let them know that I sent you, and also to help support me and support a brand that supports you. Fox & Sons Coffee, as always, use code Kyle at checkout and deem fit through the link below to let them know that you want to help the Matovic family out. And I've said this on the last stream, I don't want to break this point, but if you do feel like you want to support me and the old lady in our adventure into becoming parents, then I will send you a link to our Amazon or Walmart registry, and you can buy gifts from us there. Obviously, you don't have to do any of the stuff I'm mentioning here. This is just if you feel the financial, if you have enough financial, you know, leeway to support me, and you feel like that's something you want to do. So anyways, let's rock and roll on into the show, guys.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
And one more time, good morning. I got my death wish in me right here with my Rock Fit mug. I started to want to challenge myself. So what I did is I started my Keurig and then had to hurry up and decide which mug I wanted to grab. And I saw my Rock Fit mug. I'm like, you know what? I haven't drank out of that in a little bit. So we're going to go with that today. So yeah, life is good. Hopefully everybody that's listening right now, hopefully you're doing well. Sound off in the comments. Let me know how you're doing, what's going on, how your week's been, all that good stuff. Life for me is going exceedingly well. Had a really, really good check, very, very busy at work. Some stuff sucks, but more than not, things are good. The wife is more than halfway through her pregnancy. It feels like just yesterday that we found out that we were having a little girl and that we were even expecting. And, that's just going really, really well. The family's coming together. Fantastic. Had Easter dinner yesterday because, my wife is working today. And obviously Sunday mornings when she's working, I could do all this podcasting stuff. Been playing a lot of Metro, the whole Metro series. I think I might have said on a previous stream, I was playing through the Wolfenstein series. And I love those games. Before that, I was playing through Dead Rising. So I'm kind of going back and playing through all of the games that I played 7-8 years ago. And beating them all again. And I remember why I enjoyed them so much at the time, because now that I'm older and can, you know, have a little bit less time, and there's like no good new games coming out, or at least none that I know of. I just think it's cool to be able to go back and play these games and realize like, oh yeah, we could still do these things. We could still make good games. It's just nobody wants to do it. So thank you. Yeah, no, there will be no baby pics. If you're friends with me on Facebook, you will see them, but that's going to be limited to friends and friends only, not shareable or anything like that. And of course, if you would ever want to see pictures of my little girl, then I would gladly send them to you because I trust you. But no, not for public consumption because my daughter's not a brand prop. It was a... I didn't know if I wanted to release that to the public world. I try not to make a big deal out of it, but it's a big deal for me, obviously, because it's a complete and total life change or a life-changing event for me. But yeah, so yeah, it's all good stuff though. Yeah, the old man. Watching your sister helping make Easter dinner, talking about hiding the Easter baskets. Yeah, it's kind of weird because I'm sure for my dad it's probably pretty strange to see his 30-year-old son with a long beard and a bald head talking to him through a screen when I'm sure he remembers probably, you know, 25 years ago, whenever I was not all this right now. I have trophies for clout, playing, playing. Yeah, exactly. Bow, bow. Yeah, that's not going to be me. Jack, you'll definitely see a picture of the little girl whenever she gets around here, but that's not going to be for public consumption because, once again, it's coffee's black this morning, by the way. I was gonna put some creamer in it, but I'm like, you know, I'm feeling black this morning. So where was I going with that? Oh yeah. Most people whenever they post kids online, it's usually to like manipulate other people. And I think there's something pretty sinister about that. And I don't think people do it specifically for that reason. Like as in like, it's not in the front of their mind that they're posting a picture of their kid to manipulate other people, but someone in a position like mine that has an audience, a brand, a message, a dog, a narrative, usually people will post pictures of their kids, as you know, as people always say, human shields, to shield themselves from criticism because, oh my God, you'd be a horrible person if you would dare criticize children. And it's just a great way to deflect from the actual argument and what the actual conversation is about. So, and not only that, it's not my kid's choice to be posted online if she grows up and she decides she wants to do something like I do, then okay, that's fine. You're an adult. You can decide what you want to do. I'll be here to protect you and support you, but I'm not going to take that option away from my daughter, and I'm not going to take that option away from anybody else. Obviously the band's all good with being online because we're a public band. So that is what it is. But yeah, I see this all the time where, you know, people will, like I said, post picture of their kids, or politicians will be wheeling around their children. Vivek Ramaswamy does it. Someone had like tweaked on me and unfollowed me because I never criticize Elon for doing this, but like, I don't know. Do I have to look at every single situation that somebody's using their kid as a brand prop and criticize them for it? I mean, yeah, I think that's shitty, but I can't, I'm not going to spend all my time doing that. So, hey, good morning, Moldy. Good to see you, brother. Everything becomes revolved around their vanity. Yeah, exactly. It's always an appeal to vanity, essentially, where like, oh, look, I'm a great person because I'm showing off my kids to the world. And like, I think it's like a noble thing. Like my dad, for example, will post pictures of my younger siblings, myself and everybody, but he's not like a public persona. He's a business owner with a Facebook page that, you know, people could probably see if they looked him up, but you're not going to go, I'm not big enough for people to care about to like track me down and try to cancel me. I did that on my own merit, right? I screwed myself over. As me and Rob always say, you know, I could have had a pension, but I decided to be a retard on the internet. Basically that. But anyways, yeah, I was watching Jack's stream, and Jack is a very interesting case right now because he's traveling. He's kind of doing the digital nomad thing where I just found it so fascinating. A one-way ticket to Jack, correct me how long it is, but a 9-hour flight away from home and to a completely new area. And like the area looks beautiful. When I saw the pictures of like the boardwalk and everything, it reminds me of some of like the boardwalks that I've been on here in America, where like Ocean City is a boardwalk that I'm thinking of. Yeah, Jack sure is interesting. Good to see you, Siege. Batumi, Georgia. Yeah. Well, how long was the flight? Because I know it was like a was it like a 40-hour drive or something like that for you? But yeah, one-way ticket, completely out of the country to somewhere you'd never been before, and just set up shop and started going and socializing. But this kind of is what I wanted the conversation today to be about, is go out there and have fun. Like last night, we played at the 11th Frame in Butler, and a whole bunch of people came up. I was socializing with people. I sat down to pay my bar tab, right? And this girl starts rubbing my traps. And I was like, oh, okay. I said, I just need to cash out. I'm sorry if I took your seat. And she said, oh, I could just sit on your lap, right? I'm like, well, I mean, like, she's like, oh, you're married. I'm like, well, yeah, but like, I was kind of taken back because I'm sitting there thinking, like, you don't just walk up to strangers and start rubbing their shoulders, but, you know, I'm not going to turn it away. But, you know, regardless, I need like strong man hands, as gay as that sounds. I need strong man hands to really give me a good rub down, because lifting or working on cars really beats the living shit out of you. So, yeah, you kind of do need something a little bit more firm than female hands. But anyways, you know, I talked to some strangers there and saw some people I hadn't seen in quite a while, talked to them. The bass player from Skell, hadn't seen him in a little bit because I think the last time we played with Skell was at Rock for Life last year. So just sat there, shot the shit with him. But the conversation of the show that I really wanted to focus on today was just going out there, being social, be attractive, don't be unattractive, kind of like more red pill topics, which not that I explicitly focus on these kind of topics all the time. We do with Post Zero and Rule Zero. But, you know, go out there and meet people, talk to people. It may be outside of your comfort zone where, like, I'm a pretty social person. But over the years, because I've gotten busy, I've gone out less and less and less. So now for me, it's a little bit more difficult for me to go out there and be social, but I do take effort to do that. If someone strikes up a conversation with me, let's start talking. You know, let's, you know, how are you doing? What's going on? Today when I was leaving the gym, actually, before I tell this story, it was actually 4 hours with a 3-hour, but I had a 3-hour layover. Okay. So I don't know why I thought 9 hours, but yeah, it's a while. It's so hard. I don't want to talk to people when you do it all week. Well, maybe it's because of the job I work and I don't get to talk to customers all that often. But like last week, I was the lead tech for our shop. I was handing out all the work and I was in charge of everybody kind of making sure they do their jobs. Hey, King Trust Issues. Good to see you, man. Oh, you have a wedding ring. Let me flirt even more. Yes. Yeah, exactly. But I was responsible for handing out all the work last week, and also that requires taking a little bit of bullets and people yelling at you and understanding that you're going to be the bad guy at some point. Just is what it is. So one of the techs I work with, good kid, but he just gets real flustered really easily. And he had a whole shitload of work right in front of him. And he had the our one writer wanted us to go for a test drive with a customer. So I was just going to have him do it, but he was already all worked up, screaming and yelling. I was like, all right, well, you know what? I'll go bite the bullet on this. So this customer in particular had driven GM for years. And he had a Lincoln at one point, but his last couple cars were, probably why she started flirting with him, pre-selection. Yeah, exactly. This specific customer had driven a Buick Enclave, which is a six-cylinder vehicle, and they run pretty damn good. It's 3.6 liter with like 310 horsepower. And then he had three Acadias, I think, which all had the same engine, 3.6 liter, 310 horsepower. And then he went over to a Cadillac XT5 with a four-cylinder, finally. He's complaining that it's not running as good as his other vehicles had. Now, common sense in my world, right, as an automotive technician would tell you, you have now about, I think it's, you went from a 3.6 liter down to a 2 liter. So right there, you're taking away about 30% overall displacement. So for those that aren't familiar with what I'm referring to here is that displacement, the saying in the automotive world is there's no replacement for displacement. When you have a bigger engine, you now have more rotating mass. You have more area in the cylinder to, you know, pull in air and fuel, detonate, and move more total mass, which creates more energy, which moves the vehicle down the road. This customer had driven 3.6 liter V bodies, right? V or R bodies, which are what the Acadias were back in the day. Now they're like L or N or something like that. It's not ultimately important to the point, but it's basically like he drove this specific frame of vehicle that had 310 horsepower. If you put your foot into it, you're fucking going, right? You jam your foot to the floor and wow, you're gone. Anyways, you had that. Just because you put a hair jar on your four banger, it's never going to make the grunt. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Hey, good to see you, Shawshank Raput. Hopefully I said that right. But yeah, just because you put technology on it doesn't mean it's going to go any faster. So he went from a 3.6 liter to a 2 liter, but this 2 liter had a turbo on it, right? I had a friend in college who used to argue that the replacement for displacement is technology. Well, then my follow-up statement is, well, what happens when you apply that technology to a bigger displacement engine? Then he says, okay, well, you spend more money. So actually what you're saying is that really the barrier, the replacement for displacement is money. But at the end of the day, there still is no replacement for displacement because you could put a turbo on an 8-cylinder and get even more power than you could with a 4-cylinder or 6-cylinder turbo. Anyways, customer's driving a 2-liter Cadillac and he's complaining that it doesn't perform like his 6-cylinder Cadillacs. He says, oh, it lags and all this, but a turbo does have a lag because you have to force the exhaust air out of the cylinder head to go into the turbo, turn the turbines, and then force the air back into the engine. So basically, it's not free energy like people think because there's still effort that goes into shooting the exhaust gases out of the cylinder, despite the fact that like the piston goes up in the cylinder with the exhaust valve opens, pushes out those exhaust gases. There still is an overall cost because that exhaust does have velocity, and the way that the manifold is routed is going to depend on how those exhaust gases flow out. There's a lot that kind of goes into that, but basically that exhaust gas still has to hit those blades on the turbine, spin it, which is going to take some time, and then eventually generate enough force to generate air that goes back into the intake and then, you know, forces more air and fuel into the cylinder, and you get more power output out of the engine through the transmission to the wheels. This customer is complaining because there's a little bit of a lag. A 6-cylinder without forced induction is going to have power right then and right there. As soon as you put the gas, you're going, because once again, there's no lag. You don't have to wait for that turbo to spool up and then give you the forced air that puts all this horsepower that I'm talking about to the wheels. You just got it right there. So funny enough, the guy actually did. We were just talking and he was saying, oh, you know, I hope Doge finds all this corruption, roots it out. I'm like, oh, yeah, I kind of like this guy. He's like a small government guy. So obviously I'm sure this dude voted for Trump. And then, you know, I've said it a million times, I didn't vote because I, for reasons I've laid out in shows that just aren't relevant to the conversation today, but it was just kind of interesting. Like, we were getting to know each other, and he was saying about the vehicles that he drove before, told him that, you know, I'm expecting a daughter. And he said, you know, we started just talking about this kind of stuff. But for me, it was genuinely enjoyable. I did not get paid to do this, right? I'm a flat rate technician. I do not get paid to go on test drive with customers. I don't get paid to talk to customers. I get paid to fix a car by the time that it's quoted. I still did this because, first of all, I knew it was for the greater good of the shop. And this isn't like for me to pat myself on the back. This is just to make a point. I did it for the greater good of the shop because I realized that sometimes I'm just going to have to suck some dick and eat it and move on, because I know it's going to be, it's going to provide the customer with a greater experience, which will in turn eventually generate more dollars for the shop. Now, that's not always like a one-to-one thing, but that's kind of like the general idea, is that we're supposed to make the customer's experience better, so that way we bring in more business to the shop. Everybody makes more money. I get to feed my daughter, buy supplements, buy guitars, and all that stuff because we make more money. But that experience was enjoyable for me. I had fun. But once again, it was a little bit out of my zone because I'm not somebody that really deals with customers a lot. And I'm also not getting paid for it. But I still did it. I still enjoyed it. I had fun doing it. Let me run a commercial real quick and feel free to let me know what you guys want to talk about, how yins all are doing, and we'll just kind of keep going here. All right, we're going to take a second a day to chill and tell you about the show's sponsors, Tiger Fitness. Make sure you go to the link below to get all the supplements that I use day in, day out, and beyond. As I always say, you do not need supplements to become all jacked and tan or to progress in your health journey, but they could definitely be a useful tool in that respect. So as you can see on tigerfitness.com, we got MTS Nutrition, Blackstone Labs, Ambrosia, HPN, Nutrix Research, America Labs, Alani Nu, Pump Chasers, there's Redcon One, Accent Sledge, plenty of different companies that pretty much have absolutely any supplement you could possibly think of. Pre-workouts, fat burners, BCAAs, electrolyte mixes, you name it, it's on there. So go to Tiger Fitness through the link below. Use code Kyle at checkout to let them know that I sent you. Get your protein powder, you name it, anything that's going to help you stick to your diet and hopefully achieve your health goals. All right, thanks. Back to the show.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Yeah. The 2-pound MTS whey has been unavailable for a while. I'm down to my last container. Ooh. Well, they do have a bunch of other brands on there. So yeah, MTS runs out of stuff a lot because people obviously like their products quite a bit. But there was, what the hell was a company? Ugh. I got the cinnamon gram protein powder. That was really good. They have Accent Sledge, Gold Optimum Gold Standard, all sorts of protein powders on there that you could probably find that you would probably like just as much as the other brands. The 5-pound flavors of MTS, I am pretty effed off that they haven't had them. I got a mustache hair that's going right in my nose and it's driving me nuts. So sorry, I'm rubbing my face. But they don't have like the chocolate chip cookie. No, they do have the chocolate chip cookie, but it's only in the 2 pounds. They used to have the peanut butter fluff in 5-pound, which actually was in that jug. Obviously, these jugs are empty, but like in this jug right here is the 5-pound peanut butter fluff. I wish they had that one still, but unfortunately they don't. They still have the cookies and cream, ice cream sandwich, vanilla, chocolate chip cookie dough, and I think blueberry muffin are all the flavors that are available through MTS. Oh, and birthday cake. There's birthday cake right there. I got to be honest, though, I'm not a big fan of the MTS birthday cake. It just kind of tastes a little bit buttery. And not like it's bad, but it's not like birthday cake. You know what I mean? Oh, nice. Yeah, since I came from Scarred Thumb, any games looking good to you? Thoughts on Nintendo Switch 2? You know, dude, I saw Turok is coming out with a new game here soon, and I do appreciate you coming over from Scarred Thumb because Dave is not only just a really good dude, but his podcast kicks ass too. Turok, I saw is coming out, but it's like a third person shooter. I always say, in case people don't know, we respect dinosaurs in this house. I have all of these little dolls. Oh, by the way, everybody, if you're listening right now, happy Easter. Got a little Stegalodon with bunny ears, but yeah, Turok's looking good. I just want a good game with dinosaurs in it. Second Extinction was kind of like that, but unfortunately that never really passed beta testing. Borderlands 4, I'm really looking forward to that because I'm a huge fan of the Borderlands series, and it looks like they're gonna build on top of Borderlands 2, where Borderlands 3 really kind of didn't. And like the villains in the story, I don't even remember their names because they were like that forgettable, the something twins. Like they had lines, it was all right, but just nothing that really like grabbed me, you know what I mean? Like the game was fun, but it just felt like Borderlands 2 with a different map and a bigger world, which like that's cool, but I want something else. Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, I actually enjoyed more than Borderlands 3 because it provided something different and I actually really liked it. So yeah, Borderlands 4, Turok. I want to get The Last of Us 2 for PC. I can't say I've really paid too much attention to much else outside of that. I haven't even played the Nintendo Switch all that much. My brother has one and my wife has two. She has the limited edition, like Legend of Zelda one and, the one little like red portable one. Maybe I'll talk to my brother about the Switch 2, but, I haven't played much Nintendo stuff in a long time. I mostly play like story games. As I said at the top of the show, I've been playing through the Metro series again. I beat Metro 2033 a couple weeks ago. Love that game. And then got Last Light Redux. And I'm playing all the Redux versions because the Redux versions add like some quality of life features and make the game a little bit more straightforward. Like Last Light Redux has... they basically made the user interface the same as Last Light. So if you guys are familiar with Metro, the Metro Xbox games like Metro Last Light and 2033, if you played them on Xbox 360, like if you played Last Light on Xbox 360, it was pretty rough around the edges. But I mean, granted, it was a long time ago. So when they made Last Light Redux, they added basically, like I said, they made the UI basically the same as Last Light, which makes the game a lot more playable, enjoyable. And I think they also like retextured it, but they made the game a lot more playable, which I'm all about that. They did the same thing with like Dead Rising with the deluxe remaster recently, where I think a lot of people recognize that Dead Rising was like a very, very early Xbox 360 game. And then once they did the remaster, they added saves, I think. Like the most recent remaster that came out back in like July, they just added a lot of features that made the quality of life and the quality of the game a lot better and made it a lot more enjoyable, which just like, I love that kind of stuff because like, I understand the charm of like jank ass games back in the day because it was like all you had. But nowadays, if you're remaking the game, make it playable and make it enjoyable. Like they're supposed to be coming out with an Oblivion remaster. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. That's another one. You're like, 'cause I spent so many hours playing Oblivion. I love the Oblivion. So that's going to be really, really neat if they come out with that. I want to get Elix 2 as well. Elix is another like jank ass game. It's like, if anybody's familiar with like Spiderbite, I think that's a studio's, but the combat is pretty clunky. Gothic is like the original big like claim to fame for them. And the combat is incredibly clunky, but there's like a certain charm to the world, the story. The original Elix, it took me forever to get into it, but once I got into it, I couldn't stop playing it. You have like three different camps and story or three different like factions you could choose from, and it'll like change the ending of the game. It's really, really neat. Yeah, exactly. Jank is good from time to time, but you don't want to play jank all the time. Like Metro Exodus is a game that came out a couple years ago, and it's like the most recent one in the Metro series. No jank in it because it's more of like a modern game. If you're playing a modern game, you don't want jank. I know, like for those who may not know what I'm referring to, you want the game to be playable, smooth, and feel like a current day game. If you play the OG Mass Effect, it feels like an old fucking game because the game's now like 20 years old, but it's still good. But yeah, exactly. Jank, it's just like clunkiness and the lack of quality of like playing. So like I said, the old Dead Rising, there was no save. So if you fuck something up, you fucked up. You were done. Like if you killed somebody while you were trying to get them back on an escort, you were kind of effed. The current day remake of Dead Rising, they retexturized it and then just made it a lot more playable. Added some like outfits and stuff like that, which I really liked. And then you had like the accessible locker where you could change Frank West's costume and everything. It just made the game a little bit more easier to play and digestible and reachable for more people. They did take out the erotica feature. So like in Dead Rising, you play as Frank West, who's a journalist, and you run around with a camera and you could take pictures and you get prestige points, which level you up. You could get the erotica feature or erotica pictures, which would just be like cleavage or leg or something on a zombie girl or like an actual survivor. And you get prestige points for that. They took it out of the game, which is kind of like, all right, well, I mean, that's kind of gay, but whatever. But yeah, when they remastered it, they just made the game a little bit more playable, which I thought was pretty cool. When they did the Mass Effect remaster, they just like retexturized all the games and just made it look a little bit better for current day. But it was still pretty clunky. But, you know, there's a certain charm to some of that. But yeah, Elix, it like the best way I could think to describe it, when you go to swing and like melee in Elix, it takes forever. And if you get hit when you're like halfway through, it'll completely stop the attack. And it can be pretty frustrating. And then like you have a jetpack and that's pretty clunky in the way that it features, but it works somewhat. But there's a certain charm to it. It appeals to a certain audience. Either you love it or you hate it. And it took me a while to stop hating it and start loving it. So yeah, but like a game like Borderlands, right? Borderlands 2 had no jank in it. The game played exceedingly well. It was smooth. Everything looked good. There was no texture bullshit. It just played very, very well. Elix and some of these like B-rated studios, there's no jank in them. Another game that I'm thinking of is, not Kingdom Come, but I never beat Kingdom Come Deliverance. That game was cool, but I just never finished it. What the hell was it? That's going to bug the shit out of me, but I'll see if I could find it. like there's some of these AAA studios. Oh god, that's gonna bug the shit out of me. It was like an RPG game that took place. It was like a, almost like steampunk kind of design where anyways, yeah, the game was a little jank. If I can remember the name, that is gonna bug me so much that I don't remember that. Kingdom Come Deliverance. Sorry, I'm looking in the Steam thing right now. Similar games. Dead Air is awful. Anyways, yeah, guys, sound off in the comments if you are doing all right. Let me know how everybody's doing, what you guys are looking forward to. Top sellers. Yeah, I can't remember, but I'll just have to let it go. It is what it is. No, it's not Kingdom Hearts. It was like a... God, I can't remember what the fuck it was called. Legend of Zeldura. No. It was like a B-rated studio. It was an open world kind of RPG game. Let me see. Library. No, I am just not competent enough to navigate the Steam library all that much. Featured. Let's see. I am a big fan of story games, and this game had a very good story. It was a longer story where there was like betrayal and everything. And yeah, like I don't do a lot of online stuff just because there's like a certain grind that I don't have the time for. And like the people who play online, I feel like they're just always doing it. And it takes so much time to get good at anything that requires or like online that I don't have the time. I want to be able to pick something up, play it. Like these also, walking simulators, like these survival type games. I can't, they take way too much time to get into, and you got to sit down for like a whole day to play them and get into them. And just, that's not my kind of deal. Yeah, I'm not finding this game. I'm going to remember it like as soon as I get off. Everyone keeps telling me about Avowed, and it's by the same people who made Outer Worlds. And I saw a review for it, and it was less than stellar. And to buy a game that's $70 that just doesn't knock my socks off, I can't. No, not Dragon Quest, not Devil May Cry. It's, it's more of like a hidden gem. It's not like a AAA studio. RPG game Nights Steampunk. I'm gonna say it came out like 2018. Vaporeon. No, you know what, guys? I wish I could remember it. Squirrel with a Gun. Yeah. Conker's Bad Fur Day. Yeah. I'm getting Dragon Quest HD2 remake when I get home. Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm still just rocking and rolling through the Metro. I stopped playing what the hell was it? Wind Waker. Because I don't know, I got bored of it. I got the to the Tower of the Gods and I just couldn't finish it. Indie games, RPG story. Outer Worlds is great though. Yeah, I really liked Outer Worlds. Elsinore. I really wish I could remember what the hell this game is called. I'm gonna be sitting here thinking about this forever. I literally have it on my Xbox and I played through the game and I thought it was awesome, but I can't remember all games. Second Extinction. Yeah, Second Extinction is still one of my favorites. I wish they would remake some of the old Star Wars games, like just redo the Battlefront games. You know how awesome that would be to just remake the Battlefront games and like bring them up to today's quality. Like, dude, that would be so cool. Be so awesome. Who does that? You stop Wind Waker. Yeah, I know. You want to be. I started to want to play Dead Rock. Oh, excuse me. I wanted to play Dead Rising, and I just got onto it, and I started playing, and I just didn't stop. And then after that, I'm like, you know what? Let's play Wolfenstein again. Played Wolfenstein again. New and noteworthy. New releases, upcoming releases, top sellers. No, go back. Yeah, I liked Wind Waker, but I couldn't put down like the old N64 games. I know that sounds nuts, but I loved Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask. Jack and I talked about this where whenever you played through Majora's Mask, there was when you get all the masks and you get to the end and you just completely clap the final boss's cheeks because you got all the masks, there's a very, very, very satisfying feeling about that. And it's just awesome. It is just freaking awesome. And that's exactly how it felt when I played through Majora's Mask. Is just like, man, this is so awesome. But yeah, I couldn't put the game down. Same deal with Ocarina of Time. Wind Waker, I didn't feel quite the same way. I still enjoyed it, but I'll come back to it eventually. I also got like the Switch updated version, which kind of going back to the earlier conversation. It has like quality of life updates, plays a little bit smoother. They upgrade the frame rate and all this stuff. And I really, really like that. Man, it's just going to drive me nuts. Your store, new noteworthy categories, adventure RPG. I wish I could remember what the hell this game was called. It's not going to come up in my top ones. I'll see if I can find it on Google. But yeah, there's like something very, very satisfying. Like when you play Mass Effect and you get all the points, adventure, and then you get the good ending in Mass Effect, it's just so awesome. Dragon's Dogma, The Last Story, Granny, Lost Magic, Age of Decadence. Greedfall, that's it. Greedfall is the game I've been thinking of. I can't believe I can fucking think of that. Hold on. We're doing a whole section on this. Greedfall is a game I'm thinking of. There was a little jank to that game, and it had really good charm, though. So, like, 7 out of 10 on Steam, engage in a core role-playing experience and forge a destiny of a new world, seeping with magic, filled with riches, lost secrets, fantastic creatures. Like, some of the textures and stuff and the game was a little bit rough around the edges, but I'll tell you what, this game kicked ass. So, you know what? Is there a Greedfall 2? Let's see. Greedfall. Oh, wait. It's already out there. Huh. No shit. Greedfall is a game that I'm thinking of. Yes, I highly, highly, highly recommend you guys check out this game because I absolutely loved this game. Not Greedfall 2, but the original Greedfall. Loved it. I thought it was a lot of fun to play through. And it's not like a 10 out of 10 game, but for being like a not a triple A title, thought it was awesome. So yeah, I'm gonna have to buy this one and get it. So please, somebody, if you can, super chat me $40 so I could buy this game. But yeah, the Fierce Deity. Yeah, funnily enough, the boss is doable without the Fierce Deity mask, but damn it, I earned the right to become a god. Exactly. Like, there is just something just awesome, like visceral, about when you're in Majora's Mask. You do everything, you work your ass off, and then you finally get to that end part there. And it's like, okay, I'm going to just annihilate this boss. Just button mash, and then you're done. And also, like, you realize, like I was saying earlier, just like playing all these games that you played when you were a kid, when you revisit them as an adult, it's like, wow, yeah, these games were fucking awesome. And they just don't have titles like that anymore. there was another game that I bought recently. I don't think it was that expensive, but like I just wasn't necessarily blown away with the new IP. There just needs to be like a new Mass Effect style game, a new good first person shooter. I don't know, man. Like everybody just wants to do online stuff, and there's so many like these walking simulators. I just find them to be incredibly boring, if I'm being honest. Like, where are the adventure games? Where's the stuff like Legend of Zelda that isn't just Legend of Zelda anymore? Why don't we have new stuff like that? I don't know, man. I don't know. But it's disappointing. It's very disappointing because I want new stuff like that. I think all of us do. So I can't believe I just did like the last 20 minutes on gaming. But yeah, you know, it is what it is. But I think I'm going to wrap on that. This week I have Mel at Village Crazy Lady coming on to talk about foreign lobbying and obviously some foreign policy stuff. She's going to be on this Thursday. That's going to be a cool show. And I have Mike Jackman scheduled for the following week. And yeah, I have a really, really cool show planned here in the near future. Jack knows what I'm talking about. So that'll be really enjoyable. But I think we're going to wrap here. I'm going to be hosting Post Zero today. We're just going to talk about Easter and probably shoot the shit about the stuff that I talked about today and lots of other stuff. It is getting hot here in Pennsylvania, which I am all about. So you're going to see my scalp getting all sunburnt. But yeah, so if you guys don't got anything else, any super chats, anything like that, please become a channel member. I got to finish mixing the live performance from last night where you guys could see if you become a channel member for the lowly price of $2.99 a month. Yeah, exactly, Jack. But yeah, make sure you guys tune in about a half hour. We'll be back on to just talk about Easter and hang out, dudes being dudes. And I know somebody's going to comment, why don't you guys stick to the topic? Because we don't want to. We're dudes shooting the shit. Enjoy it. Learn how to be social. Have fun. Anyways, thank you guys so much. Tiger Fitness through the link below. Kyle at checkout to let him know I sent you. Someone was talking about the MTS protein powders not being available. There's plenty of others on there, so don't be discouraged. I think that's it, guys. Thank you so much, and I'll see you shortly.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.